Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. This is Monica Webb. We spoke,
hey, Miss Monica. Yesterday,
hey,
yes.
Okay, you remember me?
Absolutely.
Okay. It was hard getting in touch with someone, but Becky did call me back this morning.
Okay.
And they have a wrong number in the system for her. But she'll be coming out on Thursday.
Oh, they had the wrong number from Miss Becky. Good for you.
Yes.
Good.
I continued to call. I think I was on the phone for maybe 3 hours. I was calling around, leaving messages with everyone. They were, you know, one person was like, well, it looks like you just got off the phone with somebody at 206, so you don't
good.
Have to worry about it. You don't have to call anybody else. I've got the information in here. We got you squared away. We're going to send out a – no, she called me, and so Becky called me early this morning.
Good,
and I saw
good,
that 751 number, and I'm like, that's got to be her, you know?
Yes,
and
yes.
Sure enough, it was. And she was like, well, you didn't call me, and they said you got a call from me. And so I told her the number that they gave me, two numbers, and she verified it was old number from other people because now she's moved to a different department, and she thought they had that taken care of already. And so...
You see, I knew there was something wrong because usually they give you direct numbers. But sometimes there's mistakes in the system. What number did they give you for her? So I can put it in my notes.
Let me see the number she called from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when is that assessment? You said Thursday?
Thursday at 8 a.m.
Yeah, she's brighter. She's always, you're going to get a good worker.
Oh, thank you.
So it's going to be this Thursday, correct?
Yep, this Thursday.
So that's in the next 2 days.
Yes. So I said, I was sitting here, I'm like, I don't have a car to go and get his medical records. I called him.
I know, but remember when you said that you were without money, that you needed help, that this, you know, look how fast God is working on your
honey,
behalf.
This is, and, this is, and I thought, well, let me call my dad so I can go get his medical
that's
records.
Right.
And
that's
I was like,
right.
Well, let me,
that's
I
right.
called a friend, her car is in the shop. So I was like, well, let me do it. And I thought, girl, slow down. Call Jasmine. She'll tell you what to
there
do.
You go.
And you'll be prepared.
That's right.
She said call her. So, I was like,
so what you want to do is you want to get the doctor to give you the letter. Okay. Get the doctor to give you the letter just so you have it, just in case she asks for it. You want a list of medications, his current medications, and a list of your medical his medical diagnosis. You want the address and the phone number and the name to his doctor, his primary care physician. And that's just things that they're going to ask. Now, for the assessment, what they're looking for, like I told you before, is a level of care that equal to a nursing home, meaning that he needs to prove to them that he needs assistance in and out the shower or dressing, grooming, bathing, or, you know, you do his braids or you help him tie his shoelaces or you remind him to take a shower. Or you do his dishes, his laundry, you prep his meals, things of that nature. That's what they're looking for.
Okay. He hasn't really showered because he hasn't felt good since he's been from the hospital. And I can't get him to really change, and he's still in the hospital gown. Is that a good look, or do I need to have
that's
him?
That's an excellent look, and you're going to tell him that if it wasn't for you, days will go by. He's inconsistent with showering, bathing, dressing, grooming.
Okay. Okay. All right. I got my pen and paper ready. Let me give you her number. I keep going today. We can call. There it is. Okay. Her number is 573-751-7422. Jasmine?
I thought that was the number that we called.
The number I called was 751-6324.
All right, let me check it real quick because I could have sworn that's the number that we called. All right, so we got what was it again? I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. 751.
Right.
7422.
Oh, yeah. No, that wasn't it. And what's the area code? 573?
573, yep.
Yeah, that wasn't the number that they gave us. But that's good that they changed it in the system, because now no one else will have that problem trying to get a hold of their worker. You know why?
Right.
It's sad, because if they're giving the wrong number out to people and you have 3 days to call the state worker back, they close out their request. They don't care. If they don't hear from them, they close it out.
Thank you. See, that's what she told me. She said, yeah, she said, I used to call several times. She said, but my boss was like, you don't have time to do that. You call one time. And
right.
I was like, okay. And so, but she said she thought they had gotten that taken care of, which points back to exactly what you said. Obviously, this has been a problem in this,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, because if they're closing people's requests out for non-contact, then you imagine how many people are being left without services?
Wow.
Yeah, and because of you now, right, they made it a correction.
And then they gave me another number for her as well. You
they
know?
Gave you two numbers for her?
Yeah, and I gave her that number, and she confirmed that was a number that used to be somebody's that, you know, that they took over her position, and it was a lot going on.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a lot going on, but she said, you know, she was like, okay, I'm happy you got in touch with me, because the first thing she said is, Donald there, can I speak to Donald Landon? And I was like, yes, might I ask what this is regarding? And that's when she said who she was, and she said, they said you tried to call me. She said, you didn't try to call me. So I was so glad that I didn't just say, yes, here's Donald, and we got that taken care of, because she was, it seemed as if,
So I can transfer you to Sarah so you could get your hiring application out the way? Or you want to call me back?
Yes.
Yes, you have time?
Yes, I do.
Okay, 1 second. Let me see if Miss Sarah is available. So like that you could get it out the way.
Okay.
1 second. I'm going to transfer you. Just let them know that you put in a request for services for your son. You have an assessment scheduled for this Thursday. And Jasmine wants you to start your hiring process. That's it. All right? They'll take it from there.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Jasmine transferred me to start the hiring process. Okay?
Okay. And can we revisit? You said I need primary... doctor.
So you know his primary care physician, just his name, his number, and the address to his location, his medical diagnosis, a list of his medications. If you don't have one or you can't get one, just write them down. They're going to ask you for his, what else do they ask for? Primary care physician, physical medications, a list of them, and the doctor's note, just in case you need it, okay?
And what should the doctor's note say is what I
that he needs that he needs home care.
Perfect.
That in his professional, you know, observations, he can use some help at home. Absolutely.
Oh. Thank you. Okay, I'm ready for the next person.
And
thank
this
you.
Is Landon, right? This is for Landon, correct? I just
yes,
want to make sure.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me put this in real quick, make notes of this call. I love to just make notes so that everyone is on the same page. And now I'm just going to transfer you to someone that's going to assist you with the hiring application, okay?
Okay.
All right. Welcome back. You call me if you need me. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Please hold.